The following shiur has been presented by Rav Moshe Zev Granik, member of the Beis Havad Dayanus Koilel, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
Daf Nun Aleph. The Gemara here in the Dorim discusses the occasion that Rav Yudah Nossi, Rebbe, made a Simcha Mirchasna, and how Bar Kapara, who came to Rebbe's Chasna, was Mistameach Rebbe, and the different things that he said. And the Gemara earlier in Daf Nun Amud Beis says that originally, when Rebbe was making his chasana, he did not invite Bar Kapara. The Gemara says, that Rebbe spent an enormous amount of money, but he did not, for his chasana, he did not invite Bar Kapara. And Bar Kapara's response to that was, Amar Lei, he said, if this is the amount of money that Hashem gives to people who are considered over Ritzoyne, people who do not follow HaKadosh Baruch Hu's wishes, it's a to those who actually follow the Ritzoyne of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the implication over here was that Bar Kapara was saying that from the fact that Rebbe did not invite Bar Kapara to his Simcha, that shows that Rebbe is considered in the category of somebody who is Oivre Ritzoyne, who does not listen to HaKadosh Baruch. And when Rebbe heard that, the Gemara says that afterwards he changed his mind and he decided to invite Bar Kapara. The Gemara is a little bit strange. The Gemara doesn't really explain exactly what was the Shakla V'Tarya, what was the discussion between Bar Kapara and Rebbe. And even stranger, that the Gemara says that Bar Kapara described Rebbe as somebody who's Oivre Ritzoyne. Obviously, you know, Rebbe, Rav Yudah Nossi, is one of the Tanoim. Why would Bar Kapara refer to Rebbe as somebody who is Oivre Ritzoyne? So Rav Akiva Eiger, in Gilyon HaShas over here, brings a shuva from the Shvus Yaakov. The Shvus Yaakov, he says it's in Chelek Al Sim Kuf Pei Beis, wants to explain this Gemara in the following manner. Says the Shvus Yaakov, quotes a tour. Tour in Arachayim, Simin Tov Kuf Samach, says the Halacha, It's forbidden for a person to fill his mouth with schoik, with laughter, the golos. In today's time that the Beis Hamikdash is not around, and we are presently in golos, and not in Eretz Yisrael, in such a situation, says the Torah, the halacha is that a person is not allowed to be happy. And the implication is, because of the Churban of Beis Hamikdash, in the Shechina, in Klal Yisrael, in Golos, it's not appropriate for a person to be completely happy. And this, whenever somebody is happy, he should be tempered by the fact that he is still in Golos. This halacha is actually brought down in Rabbeinu Yoin in Brachos. However, the problem is that the Gemara in Brachos, in the Daflam and Aleph, Amin Aleph, says a similar halacha. The Gemara over there says, also l'odom l'malo yischoik piv ba'olam hazeh. The Gemara says that it's forbidden for a person to be completely happy ba'olam hazeh, in this world. Now, the question is already raised by Rabbeinu Yoin over there in Brachos, that how can we possibly say that according to what the Torah says, that the iser is for a person l'malo yischoik piv b'golos? If that were true, then that would imply that if we were in Eretz Yisrael and there would be a Beis Hamikdash, then it would be mutter. There would be no problem for a person l'mali schoik piv, and that doesn't fit with the Gemara. The Gemara in Brachi says that it's also for a person to be l'mali schoik piv ba'olam hazeh. Olam hazeh means it doesn't make a difference. It doesn't make a difference when where a person is, whether there is a Beis Hamikdash, there's no Beis Hamikdash, if he's in Eretz Yisrael, if he's in Golos. Either way, makes no difference. The halacha is it's also for a person to be completely happy, to fill his mouth with schoik in olam hazeh. So how do we fit this halacha that the Torah brings down with this Gemara in Brachos that says that it's aser ba'olam hazeh? Says the Shvus Yaakov that we have to say that there's two different situations over here. True, that Gemara says that it's aser l'odom l'mal yischoik piv ba'olam hazeh. It's true, that's a halacha. However, that's talking about in a standard situation, a regular, everyday person is not allowed to be mal yischoik piv ba'olam hazeh. The Gemara over there says in Brachos, "Olzimol yischoik pinu." Over there in the Olam Haba, then Yimoli Schik Pinu, but Ba'ilam Azeh, it is not appropriate. Therefore, it's awesome. However, says the Shvus Yaakov, that's only true when it's not as man simcha, when a regular, everyday occurrence. But when a person makes a simcha, a person is dead at certain times of the year, at certain times of a person's life, where there is a shas simcha, in such a case, then this rule does not apply. The rule of only applies in a regular, everyday occurrence, does not apply on specific times that are considered shas simcha. Says the tour, that the tour comes along and says, this that a person is allowed to be malas chaykpiv ba'ilam hazeh during a time of simcha, that's only true when there's no galus. That's only true in Eretz Yisrael, when there's a beis hamikdash, in those situations. However, the galus bizman hazeh, even b'shat simcha, it's also for a person malas chaykpiv b'galus. This is the way that the Shvus Yaakov understands this halach of the Torah. So therefore, says the Shvus Yaakov, the reason why Rebbe did not invite Bar Kapara to his simcha when he was making a chasana, so as we see that Bar Kapara knew how to be Mesameach Rebbe, he knew what we see from the Gemara, he knew how to get Rebbe to laugh. And Rebbe was nizer in this halach of the Torah, that also Adam Alas Chik Piv Begolus. Rabbi Yehuda Anasi, even though he lived in Eretz Yisrael, but he lived after the Churban, and Rabbi Yehuda Anasi was Machmir, and he said the halacha is that a person is not allowed to Alas Chik Piv Begolus. So therefore, he felt that it was prudent not to invite Bar Kapara to his simcha. So that is why Rabbi did not invite Bar Kapara. Now, what Bar Kapara did not agree with this. He doesn't agree with this argument. Because you see, Bar Kapara convinced Rebbe that differently, that he was upset at Rebbe. He said, "Lo Yisrei Ritzayne Kach." Yeah, the Kolsh came to Lo Yisrei Ritzayne. So Bar Kapara has a different argument. Says the Shvus Yaakov, what's Bar Kapara's counter argument? Why does Bar Kapara disagree with this halach of Osel Adam Malis Chepiv Golus? Says the Shvus Yaakov that Bar Kapara is basing his opinion on the Gemara at the end of Makkos. The Gemara, the very end of Masechta Makkos, Daf Chaf Dalet Amud Beis, recounts a story that the Tanoim were walking, and they were close to the Makom HaMikdash Har Habayis, and they saw there were faxes that were coming out from the Makom HaMikdash, and all the Tanoim started crying, and the Gemara over there says that Rabbi Akiva started laughing. And the Gemara says, well, the Tanoim Master Rabbi Akiva, why are you laughing? So the Gemara over there explains that Rabbi Akiva said that when I see that the Nevuah that it says in the Pasuk of Shul and Huchuvay was Miskayim, so therefore I know that eventually the other Nevuahs that the Beis HaMikdash is going to be rebuilt will also become fulfilled, and therefore I'm laughing because I see that in the future the Beis HaMikdash will eventually be rebuilt. Says the Shvus Yaakov, what do we see from here? What do we see that Rabbi Akiva holds? We see that Rabbi Akiva holds that even Bizman HaChurban, even when there is no Beis HaMikdash, a person is allowed to live. One would think that Bizman HaZeh, when there's no Beis HaMikdash, so it's a very sad time. In Golos, when there's no Beis HaMikdash, so then laughter is not so appropriate. Also, Adon Lamal is Choyk Piv Begolos, like the Torah says, and like Rabbi Yehuda Anasi held, like all these Tanoim held. However, says Rabbi Akiva, that's not correct. Rabbi Akiva says you have to look at the fact that we see that eventually the Nevuah, that the Beis HaMikdash will be rebuilt, well, this Nevuah will become fulfilled, and therefore that will allow us even to laugh even today. Therefore, the Gemara over there says, Sachak Rabbi Akiva. Says the Shvus Yaakov, that was the opinion of Bar Kapara. Says Bar Kapara to Rebbe, what you're saying is not correct. You hold that Bizman HaZeh, when there's a Churban, you're not supposed to laugh. But Rabbi Akiva holds differently. Rabbi Akiva holds that even Bizman HaZeh, we can see the future, and we can see that eventually Beis HaMikdash will be rebuilt, and therefore it will be appropriate to laugh. Therefore, Bar Kapara disagreed with Rebbe, and Bar Kapara held that it was most appropriate to be invited. It would have been more appropriate for Rebbe to invite Bar Kapara to a simcha, and by not doing that, he would have considered Rebbe in the category of somebody who's oyvei ritzayna, who's not fulfilling the will of Hashem the way it's supposed to be done. That's the Shvus Yaakov's pshat. Now, according to this pshat that comes out, what do we see? What's the maskana of the Gemara? The Gemara comes out that Rebbe changed his mind, and Rebbe invited Bar Kapar. So from here we see that the halacha is not like the Torah. Even though the Torah says, also adon lamalis chikpid begolos, and the Torah taka holds that way, that begolos, it's not appropriate for a person to laugh. However, Bar Kapara and Rebbe Yehuda Nasi in the maskana, this Gemara over here, disagree. They hold like Rebbe Akiva. And according to Rebbe Akiva, it will be appropriate for a person to malis chikpid al kaponim b'shasimcha, the way that the Shvus Yaakov understands the Torah. However, it would seem that this is not so simple. Even though according to Shvus Yaakov, the halacha should be that we do not paskin like the tour, that b'shas simchud should be mutter for a person of malis chikpif. However, the paskim in Arachayim over there, in Simtof Kuf Samach, do not seem to hold like that, because the Prisha and the Taz both bring down this halacha of the tour, and they both seem to, in the fact that they bring down the halacha, it would seem that they agree with the Torah, that this halacha is taka halacha lemaisa. And the halacha would be, according to them, that it would be also for a person of malois, schoik piv, even during golos.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.